Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. To learn more about City Place Church, visit cityplacechurch.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at City Place Church.
Over the last few weeks, if this is your first time here, we've been in a series called You in 5 Years. And we've challenged ourselves to think in decades and not days starting this year. Because the Bible says in Isaiah, it says, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now shall you not know it." And so many times, if we're not careful, we'll only think of the past and we won't focus on the future. And you serve a God that is focused on your future and is not focused on your past. Are you with me? And so this morning, we're going to read a story about a young guy named David. Everybody say David. Most people know David as the giant killer. But David's story doesn't hit its ultimate level until decades later. And so this morning, we're going to look at what happens when we give God permission to allow us to go after our purpose over decades instead of days. And the amazing thing is that he has a moment in his life, in his youth, but in his second decade is when it really begins to take shape. Are you ready? So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel 16. 1 Samuel 16. And for those of you who may use a digital device or maybe didn't bring your Bible, that's totally fine. The team will put it on the screens there. Anybody ready for some good food? Food is good. Food is good. You also find in your seat some notes. We want to make it easy for you in your spiritual journey. Sometimes if you just hear messages, if you're like me, sometimes they go in one and go out the other. And so we just want to help you with your spiritual journey. So there should be a pen on your seat and some notes. I am not going to keep us long because the food is on the burner and I know what we're having. And when you know what's cooking, you want to get to it as fast as possible. Anybody else? Like, you know you're going to buffet after this and you're like, please don't let this be the long service. Anybody else like that? Like when I go to events and stuff, and then I'm like, well, they said that we're going to eat at Crazy Buffet. Please, Lord, don't let us get there at 9:30 because the food dries up. Anybody else think like that? I feel like I always confess stuff when I get up here. I apologize if this is your first time. This is really me. I'll do that to you even outside. All right, let's go. Actually do this. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5, I'm sorry. 2 Samuel chapter 5, it is in the Old Testament of the Bible. If you ever have trouble trying to find a chapter, the table of contents is my go-to. And the team will have it on the stage. On the screen. It says this in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4. It says, David was 30 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in all. That's the first verse. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in all. Now go over to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17, this is the story of David and Goliath. This is the story that most people know about David when they talk about David. In fact, if today's teams wouldn't have been so balanced, they would have said that this would have been a David versus Goliath story. And I mean, sports figures use it. Business people use it. All communities will use this term, David versus Goliath. But I started with the first verse because I wanted to go to where he hits the mountaintop at 30 and backtrack to when it really began. So here is 1 Samuel 17. It says, verse 42, it says, "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth." Everybody say youth. The first verses that I read, David was 30. When in this section that we're reading right now, it says that David was youth. Most theologians believe that when you see the term youth in the Old Testament, it referred to young men and young women between the ages of 8 to potentially 15 years old. Are you with me? 8 to 15. So here's this giant, and he looks at him, and he begins to speak to him based on how he saw him. What are you doing here, you little kid? What are you doing here, you little college student, your high school student? What are you doing coming at me? I've got years on you. You ain't got nothing. So he tells him that. He says he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that this youth would come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Now watch David's response, the one at the beginning of his process, the one who is chasing after what God has put on the inside of him. This is what David said. He says, you come to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have a problem with. You think you're bothering me, but he says, you defied the God of the universe. Then he says this day, the Lord will hand you over to me in my hand, and I will strike you and take your head away from you. And this day, David is cocky, isn't he? David is so sure of his God. He says this, and I will give, this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field, that all of the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all of the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save by the sword or the spear, for the battle in front of me is the Lord's, and he's going to hand you over to me. So here you have this young 8 to 15-year-old student who looks at this giant and says, you're not bothering me. You're messing with God, and I'm going to tell you exactly what he's going to do to you today. He's going to hand you over to me. I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to leave your body right here. When I leave, the carcass is going to come and take care of you. David out. That's what he says. He says, I'm so sure in the Lord my God that I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Because you think you're bothering me, you're bothering the Lord my God. The minute I invoke his name is the minute that you have trouble. If I listen to you and you tell me that I can't accomplish great things because I'm young, then I might fall. But let me just reroute the conversation and let you know that your problem is not with me. See, if you and I will begin to see that every attack from the enemy, he's coming after you. But if you and I would just step aside and say, sorry, you're not dealing with me. You're dealing with him. Then you can dictate to your problem. You don't understand debt. You about to be eliminated. Cancer, you have no authority when Jesus Christ has declared healing from me. Marriage, you better get in line, because the minute I said I do, I meant it was forever. See, when we bring in Jesus, it eliminates what the enemy or the obstacle would try to dictate. But it doesn't stop there. Watch this. So we're kind of going from the end back to the beginning. 1 Samuel 16, verse 13 says this. So David stood among his brothers. And Samuel took the flask of olive oil that he had brought, and he anointed David with oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully among David from that day forward. Everybody say shine. I'm stealing that title. When you sent it to me, I was like, I got it. Shine. But we're still in the middle of our series called You in 5 Years. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to leave here with full confidence that the process that you've started in our life is not complete. God, shift our thinking to think in decades and not days. God, I thank you that we're going to leave here excited about our purpose in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you say amen? So let's talk about David. I gave you the end. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4, David was 30 years old when he finally became king. The middle, I talked about David and Goliath. He was still a youth. One chapter earlier in 1 Samuel 16 is when, as a young boy, he is anointed king, and the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. See, David was a shepherd. He was a young boy, and David wasn't too little to where he could handle the sheep, but he was just old enough to where his dad thought it was okay for him to be able to care for the sheep. So while David is out in the field, God is building him. David wasn't dreaming about being a king. David was a shepherd. David is caring for the father's sheep, but while he was caring for the father's sheep, God was putting leadership in him, putting a warrior mentality in him. God was building him up while David was just doing what his dad had asked. Can I tell you that you might be doing one thing now, but the minute you click into the vision that God can set for you, God pulls up everything that we thought was insignificant for so that God can say, you're qualified. It's amazing to me that God grab a shepherd, bring him in front of Samuel, and say, anoint him. Now, to give you context, the Bible says that Samuel went to David's father's house named Jesse because there was a king, the next king, in his house. David was one of eight. And the first brother, the Bible says, walks in, and the Bible says, you have to read it for yourself, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 16 that Abinadab walked in and looked like a king. He walked in, he was tall, good looking, and looked the part. And as Samuel was ready to anoint him, God said, not the one. So Samuel looked at dad and said, you got another one? Brought in another one, Eliab. What do you think? Not the one. Six more. Not the one. Dad says, I'm sorry you came this way. But these are my sons. And this is what Samuel says. Is this everybody? It's amazing to me that Jesse, David's dad, didn't even invite him to the party. His own dad said, what he's doing out there, I just put him out there because I needed somebody to watch the sheep. See, you and I can literally be leaning on others to define who we are. We could be wanting the job promotion and be disappointed that we never got it. Meanwhile, God is putting stuff on the inside of us. And we can feel like we've been stuck in the cubicle, in the back room, in the warehouse, in the classroom, at home for all these years. And God's like, but I'm preparing you to reign. I'm preparing you to lead. So dad's vision was not God's vision. See, in our series, You in 5 Years, the whole premise is for us to get God's vision, not in a year-by-year basis, but over a decade. God saw David in the field, but thought, when this boy is 30, he will be king. See, if we get God's perspective, even when you're left in the back room and others are being ushered in front of to gain the promotion, God's like, not the one, not the one, not the one. Look the part, not the one. Heart's not right. Get them out the way. Sorry, they're doing stuff that's not going to glorify me. It's going to be all about them. Not the one, not the one. And he looks at him. He says, now God sent me here. Is there not one more? And this is what dad says when you read 1 Samuel 16. He says, I got one more. But he taking care of the sheep. Samuel says this. He says, go get him. Why would you leave him out there? Then it says that when he brought him in, God says, he's the one. He's got my heart. Here's what I realize. And this is what my challenge to us is. I realize is that when we spend time with God, sometimes we might not have the clarity of vision, but we are being prepared. See, God said, I'm about to give David a perspective of decades when dad has been just having David live in days. See, God has a way of, if we will allow him to let us dream in decades because our purpose is sure because he doesn't want us to live in days. So the Bible says that he anoints him with oil, and it says that the Spirit of the Lord comes upon David from that day forward. Why? Because God had said, this is now the vision that I have for you. When you and I grab hold of a God vision, you will be empowered to fulfill that vision. Are you with me? Let me repeat it again. When we get in line with God's vision, you will be empowered to fulfill that vision. Y'all are quiet. Let me repeat it again. When you get in line with God's vision, you will be empowered to fulfill that vision. When you and I chase our own vision, we will sometimes run after the vision, feeling like we won't be able to accomplish the vision. So I ask you, is what we're chasing right now God's vision or our vision? Because if I'm chasing my vision, I'm going to get frustrated at God because I'm wondering why he hasn't blessed my vision. But if I get in line with God's vision, I'm empowered for God's vision. Which then leads us to 1 Samuel 17. God doesn't immediately make David king. He just gives him a vision for the decades. David doesn't run after the kingship. David doesn't say, put me in the palace. No, David says, God has just given me a decade vision. So I have to be aligned with God's vision. So David hears that there is a 9-foot giant that is bothering his town that he will eventually lead. David could say, ain't no way this involves me because I'm about to be the king. How many times have we had good ideas and we've just waited for God to hand it over? David doesn't do that because when God gives you a God vision, the enemy will attack the vision. The minute you say, God, I'm empowered for this, the enemy will attack your vision. So here is this 9-foot giant, and the Bible says for 40 days, all he did was bring about negative talk to the people of Israel, the people that David was called to lead. Not in that immediate moment, but decades later. So David hears about it. And this is what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17, that David is serving back in the field, and his dad says, go check on your brothers. We haven't heard from him. I hear there's a rumor that there's a giant. So David is going with lunch for his brothers. And David gets out there, and he hears this yelling of a giant. And the giant's like, bring me somebody who will fight me. All of y'all are scared. Well, here's the scene. There was a surrounding army of the people of Israel sitting in the stands, and no one wanted to get on the field. So there's Goliath and all of the army of the Philistines on the field, and the army of Israel is watching. It says that the current king is watching, fearful, afraid. And David says, God has given me a vision for decades. If I don't respond now, this could impact my future and the vision God showed me. Can I tell you that if you and I aren't on the attack and protect the vision that God gives you, the enemy will walk with you until you face him. 40 days and 40 nights, David says, if I don't deal with this, my God vision is in jeopardy. And I refuse to have God's empowering presence in and not deal with the problem. So the Bible says, David shows up. He tells the current king, don't worry about it. Let me walk out here and see if I can't handle this problem. So he walks out and he says, are you the problem? And that's when Goliath says, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. They just sent out a little kid. Hey, y'all see this? Are you for real? You good looking and everything, but you between the ages of 8 and 15. But what they don't know is that God had given David at the starting place the vision for decades later. He didn't realize that he was facing the king, y'all. Kings in that day fought. While one king hid himself, the other king said, you don't understand. I'm about to set the tone for my purpose. I take care of you now. This will rumble for decades later. Pause, 2020. Who am I preaching about? God thinks in decades and not days. I wish I could have threw that in the lyric. Oh, that was tight right there. God thinking decades and not days. 2020. He knew that Pastor Damon on Super Bowl Sunday would be preaching about David. So if David would have changed his story back then, Josh, I wouldn't have been able to preach about him today. But David knew that if I take out this devil right now standing in front of me, maybe this story will reverberate because I'm going to end up on the throne because that's my God vision. And if it's my God vision, I'm empowered to fulfill my God vision. And nothing will block my God vision because God has shown me decades and not days. See, if it's a year-by-year thing, maybe I'll handle it in November. Maybe I'll do it in the middle of the year. But knowing that I'm a king, I'm going to set the tone right now. Why? Because I'm about to lead these people. My name is about to rumble right now. So he shows up to the fight. I just did what you did too. I was like, ah, ha, ha. Listen, watch. I caught myself, Josiah. You're running, rubbing off on me. He says, so you really gonna dog my destiny by telling me I'm too young? And this is what he says. But he didn't really say it like this, but this is how I feel like he said it. He says, you don't understand that just a few days ago I was anointed the king. And standing in front of you is someone who's empowered for the vision that God's put in me. So what you don't understand, enemy of lack, sickness, disease, strife, depression, anxiety and worry, marital problems, lack in my home. What you don't understand is that this battle that you're fighting is not against me. See, I'm representing the God who gave me the vision, which means that if he gave me the vision, he has to fulfill the vision. You're just standing in the way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step aside and I'm going to show you the same power that hit me a couple of days ago. It's about to rock your world. So I'm going to step aside and let me tell you what is going to happen. The Lord my God is going to hand you over to me. After he hands you over to me, I'm going to get a sword from somewhere. I'm going to cut your head off. That's the only part of this I'm going to do. Did you catch that? He says, God will hand you over to me. The part that I will play, I'm going to grab a sword. I won't cut your head off. I love that. God's going to hand you over to me. The only part between you and me is I'm going to cut your head off. He says, now, this is going to happen real soon. Any final words? And this is what the Bible says at the end of the story of David and Goliath that I didn't read. It says that the giant was, this is crazy. And it says that David had a pouch and a slingshot. And it says that the giant's like, this is crazy. And David's like, it's go time! And he just starts booking it. He starts running. It says that David, I don't know how he did it. He's running. Watch, y'all. This is crazy. He's running. He's got a slingshot. And the Bible says he's literally running at the giant, not waiting for the giant to come. That's the reason why I'm like, if God gives you a God vision, you're empowered. You see, you even get a sniff of the enemy. Oh, it's you and me. How many times have you and I, when God has given us something, we're just like, oh. He's throwing blows. No, God gives you permission when you're empowered to go at the enemy. So David's like, came on, fool. He's like, I got the slingshot. I got the rock. And David is running. I don't know how he did it. Just think about the fact that he's running with a slingshot and he slings a rock. Pause. I wonder if David did that when he was just caring for the sheep. Why? How would he know to use a slingshot and a rock? See, can I tell you that when you're in the backside of a field, God is putting stuff in you. Stay at home parent. When you feel like, God, what am I doing? Why? I'm missing time in my career. Look at what God's done. You're raising up your kids. You're caring for your home. I add value to you for doing that. You are strong if you're a stay at home parent. If you're working to provide for your family, you're like, but God, is it going to be anything? Am I doing anything to advance my family? I want to challenge you to think in decades and not days. Because if you think in days, sometimes it's like you're moving in quicksand. I'm working. I'm trying to get to the end. Let's pull out the timeline. Because God is putting something on the inside of you. And right now, it could just seem like you're just working the register at a convenience store, but God's like, no, in your hand is a slingshot and some rocks. So David is running, and my man grabs it, throws it. And the Bible says the stone hits him in the middle of the forehead. I don't know if David was that accurate, but I have to believe that when David was anointed king, the empowering presence of the Lord grabbed a hold of the rock a little bit and was like, we laugh. It's funny. But I'm telling you, hear me. There is a supernatural power to God himself. Impossible things, this is my favorite phrase, become normal. You mean to tell me one sling, one rock, hits the giant in the middle of the forehead? That don't happen by yourself. That happens because you declare to your enemy that the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And the minute you align yourself with God's vision is the minute that you give God permission to fulfill your vision the way he sees fit. Throw the rock, son. Hits him. Then David's like, I ain't got no sword. This is what's so cool. He grabs Goliath's sword. He's like, oh, you won't need this. You got to read it. I'm just filling in the patches to get us to the conclusion. And don't worry, you'll write some things on your paper. Look, he looks and he says, and I don't know if David was this cocky. Me, I would have said this. I told you. I told you. But I also wonder if David just kind of grabbed a sword and he looked at his future army as they stood around. And he looked at the enemy. It was kind of like, we're in the middle of God's vision. Things have changed. No longer will this nation walk according to our own plans. A new vision. We will be aligned with God's vision. Ah! It begins today. And the Bible says he grabbed his head and he walked over to Saul and was like, new vision. That's as a youth. Final story. 2 Samuel chapter 5. 8 to 15 years old. 2 Samuel chapter 5 says, and David was 30 years old when he was king. See, God has a way of while we're waiting for the decade time frame to be fulfilled, he's preparing you along the way. If you read the story from 1 Samuel 17 all the way through, you'll realize that David was having to deal with poor leadership. David was having to deal with things being thrown at him. And David was having to deal with bad attitudes. David was having to deal with men wanting to take his life. And David, the Bible says, would go and worship. And then David would repent if he did something wrong. And then David would go worship. And then David would go out to battle and fight. And then when he had a chance to take out the king that was trying to snip him out, David said, I can't touch the Lord's anointing. Like, there's so much in the story where if I go, I just align with God's vision, I know God will fulfill the vision. So quick review. David's anointed as a young boy. Young students in this room, young kids in this room, God's got purpose, destiny for you, and you can start right now. My high school students, my college students, think a decade out. Don't rush it right now. Let God do a work in you. Everybody, like in that 20 age bracket, like myself, you're just getting started. Don't want it too fast. Everybody over 30, like Taisha, just kidding. Like Taisha, just like my wife. Show them what a healthy marriage looks like. Come on. Show them what conflict looks like. Listen, I'm just kidding. I'm older than she is. I'm older than she is. Sorry, babe. Sorry. I'm gonna pay for that later, aren't I? Next week we'll be preaching on marriage. Restoration, communication, disagreement, embarrassing your spouse. No matter what age you're at, we still have enough time to think in decades and not days. I want you to write this down. Vision from God brings clarity of pursuit. Vision from God brings clarity of pursuit. And worship team, you can come up. Vision from God brings clarity of pursuit. David knew, I have God's vision. There is no way that this giant is going to stand in my way. I know where I'm headed. I know where I'm going. It's not an option. Vision from God brings clarity of pursuit. Second thing, the pursuit of God's vision prepares and matures. The pursuit of God's vision prepares and matures. The pursuit of God's vision prepares and matures. Started off as a shepherd. God said, I haven't even whispered it yet to you, but I've been preparing you. Fights a giant. Not only am I preparing you for war and to lead all of these people, I'm maturing you in front of their eyes so that by the time you're 30, they trust you. The pursuit of God's vision prepares and matures. Here are three things that were true about David. David is called to it. David is called to it. David is gifted for it. And others see it. David is called to it. David is gifted for it. And others see it. When I looked at David's life, I realized that God had been dealing with David in four areas. And these are the four areas that we're going to continue to talk about next week in our series. Here are four areas where we need God's vision. We need God's vision spiritually. We need God's vision physically. We need God's vision in stewardship. And we need God's vision in social influence. Spiritually, physically, stewardship, and influence. You can leave that up. Let me read you a verse. It says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 18, and one of the servants said to Saul, one of Jesse's sons from Bethlehem is a talented harp player. Not only that, he is a brave warrior, a mighty man of war, and has good judgment. He is also a fine-looking young man, and the Lord is with him. This verse that I read to you came after David was anointed king. It doesn't say anything about David having served in any place visible, but this verse shows that somebody was peeking and watching David while he was out in the field. How else could you know that he was skillful? How else could you know that he was a mighty warrior? How else could you know that he was a good-looking young man and that he played the harp unless God had somebody watching? Can I tell you, all around you, God has somebody watching you. So, can I tell you that God's vision for your life, you're called for it, you're gifted for it, and others will watch. It's time to shine. It's time to shine. It's time to shine. Time to shine.
Thanks for joining us today. If you are in the Central Florida area, we'd love to meet you. Join us on Sundays in Southeast Orlando at City Place Church. Information on service times and directions can be found online at cityplacechurch.com.